not doing well, Clay.
No one's allowed back here. Winter's not feeling very well.
Does he ever come out?
Not much. It's hard to even cook her out to eat.
Different kind of bacon.
What's with my cat?
Winter needs to be paired with another female, and soon. I'm giving you 30 days to correct the problem.
Hey, guys, Marine Fisheries just picked up a stranding. Clay, it's a female.
All right, everyone, when that truck arrives, you will hear one voice, and it will be mine. Sawyer, I want you right beside me.
That's them.
Oh, she's so little.
We gotta get underwater fast. I'm gonna take her myself.
Goddamn Dolphin Tale 2. What the hell did I just see? I seriously sat up there with my mouth open the whole time I was watching this movie, just gawking at the screen, because I could not fathom in my head what I was watching. I was just like, my God, even Disney does not go this corny, nor this cheesy. And their sympathetic antics that they go on in these movies. I mean, to be honest, I almost feel like an asshole criticizing the movie right now. And you know that's something if P1, the phenomenal one, thinks he's an asshole for criticizing something. But fair enough, I have to criticize it because, my God, what the hell did I just see? People, I've been out of town for about 2 weeks, you know, and tonight, because it's about, it's almost damn near midnight, it's Thursday night, I just got back in town earlier today, and first thing I had to do, go see Dolphin Tale 2, and I could not wait to leave the theater to go home. This movie sucked the soul out of me. And I don't even know how. It sucked the soul out of me on boredom. Maybe I was just exhausted from jet lag. I mean, a 7-hour flight probably could do that. But, my God. I've never seen anything more cheesier than I have with I forgot about The Legend of Hercules. Okay, you know what? That movie was PG-13, if I'm not mistaken. Let me give a plot synopsis. Okay, so Warner Brothers obviously picking up from the first film, bringing back Dolphin Tale. After Dolphin Tale 2, and obviously this is directed by Charles Morton Smith, who directed the last one, of course. And man, this guy, he damn near is a pioneer in Hollywood. I mean, his track record of movies go back from 1972, if I'm not mistaken, with Go Ask Alice, his first film. But he's done great movies like Billy the Kid, American Graffiti. He even did the Buddy Holly story. Now, granted, he done movies like, you know, Herbie Goes Bananas or fucking, I think he did Air Bud, if I'm not mistaken, too. But the guy is definitely a pioneer in Hollywood, and for some reason, people are liking these Dolphin Tale movies. I mean, they keep getting fresh tomatoes on Rotten Tomatoes, and their scores are never that low, but I never saw the first one. So going in this one, I didn't give two shits about it, but I can tell you by going in this one, not knowing what the first one was about, it looked like the same goddamn movie from when I was watching the first trailer. Now, granted, they're trailers and stuff, but let's just go ahead and this. So Dolphin Tale 2 picks up where Dolphin Tale 1 left off. And the film reunites the entire main cast, which stars Henry Connick Jr., Morgan Freeman, his smiling ass, Ashley Judd, Christopherson, Nathan Gamble, so on and so on. And we're following the fish Winter. Winter had I don't even remember the name of this fucking dolphin. One of the buddy it was teamed up with, I guess, passed away. So, man, what the fuck is the plot of this movie? Hold on. I had to catch my thought real quick. Okay, so the dolphin Winter gets sick or something like that? I mean, it never really goes. I mean, be honest, there's no fucking real complications or conflicts in this fucking movie. The dolphin just for some reason doesn't want to come out, hides under a fucking thing. I guess it's because the other dolphin died. I don't know why. Maybe in the first movie it established that these two were friends, but at the same time, I still don't know what it's doing. It even hits the main actor. God, what was his fucking name? Now I don't even remember. Sawyer, yeah, Nathan Gamble, yeah, yeah, his name was Sawyer in the film. He even hits him, so, you know, he's injured. Sawyer gets invited to, mind you, they say he's a high school student. The boy looked like he was damn near hitting sixth grade, and he's got invited on a scholarship ride to soar the oceans, pretty much being a marine biologist or whatever, because of how he handled winter so well. Now he's making up a decision. Now, the conflict in this movie, get this, people, the real conflict in the movie is he's supposed to make a choice if he wants to do this or not, and he's struggling of not making that choice because the dolphin is sad. Is he a fucking moron or what? Like, I understand you like your pets and all, whatever, but if you offer a full-ride scholarship to sail the world to learn about all these different marine species and stuff, and you're gonna turn that down because a fucking dolphin that, mind you, is at a center being taken care of heavily by multiple people that are just as good as you are, but yet he's having a conflict about that. So anyway, we're getting past that one, because that's almost like a... No, I wonder if that's a... I'm trying to figure if that's a subplot or not, because the fucking movie is never clear. It really is the main plot, because you're following this character and this other dolphin or whatever. So anyway, whatever. So, get this, people. They save another goddamn dolphin, because the regular... I guess the rules here is, hey, you can't have this dolphin stationed by herself. She has to have another female dolphin to get along with or something like that, because I guess it's cruelty to an animal, I will, or whatever. Or they're going to take Winter and send her off to the zoo. I don't know. Some shit like this, I guess. So, next you know, they're all the... Man, I swear to God, the kids in here. You got Cozy Zulsdorf. That's a fucked up name, first of all. She plays Hazel in here. She's a horrible actress. Her crying is so unbelievable. I just couldn't help but shake my head. Only thing I could think of was that black child in Tyler Perry's... fuck Alex Cross movie, where she just kept crying. It's just like, it looks so goddamn unbelievable. And this is another thing where the movie where I even already know I hated it, because this is another movie where the kid, which is Hazel, her dad is running the place, Henry Connick Jr., who plays Dr. Clay at Haskett. She gets in his face and, "You're not a fair daddy. I just hate you. Why don't you just listen to me? I'm trying to tell you." He's like, "Bitch, you 10 years old. What the fuck I'm going to listen to you for? Take advice from you. I'm running this shit. Beat your kids, white people. God damn." So, to get back to the plot here, they get a phone call. And this is, meanwhile, this is when a party's going on. For Sawyer saying, like, a farewell. Hey, congratulations. Even though the conflict here. He doesn't tell nobody. He doesn't want to go because he's worried about the dolphin. This is so sad. But yet inspirational, as this movie was trying to be. Yes, people, this movie was supposed to be an inspirational film. I don't know how, but it was trying to be. Okay, so... They get a phone, the Henry Connick Jr., he gets a phone call. He's like, "What? Be here." And he gets his team together. Next you know, it's a baby dolphin they saved. Now, the savior of this place. I don't remember the name of this fucking place or whatever, but maybe I can look it up. No, it's not in here. Damn, I wanted to know it so badly, too, just to tell you people. But, the baby dolphin is a female. They can use this to pretty much get along with Winter and see how this works out to save Winter from being transported and keep Hope alive. Did I just... Oh my God, I just spoiled it for you guys. I said keep Hope alive because that's the name of the fucking dolphin. And the reason why they call it that, and in this cheesy ass world, the Henry Connick Jr. says, "All we can do is hope." And then his daughter, Hazel, had the audacity to look at him and go, "That's what we'll call her. Hope." And I was like, man, this cheesy shit may work on somebody else, but you need to put a lot more emotion into some shit to make me feel sorry for any of these dolphins or anything like that. Because I just looked at that and rolled my eyes all the way to south, west, north, and east all over again. I was like, you can't push the sympathy button any more than this. And I bet this cheesy shit like this is what got most of these critics that... praise it, loved it. I mean, this is damn near a kid's film. But to be honest, I don't know now one fucking kid that would want to go see this movie. It's like, I guess this goes back to me and the party movies. It's like, why would I want to watch a party movie like Project X when I can just go to the party? I mean, I live in fucking L.A. There's parties like that happening right now. That should be, instead of talking about this fucking movie that I actually saw. I mean, I just got done doing that, matter of fact, on my trip. So, shit. So I can see here the midst of this is, why would a kid want to see a fucking movie about a dolphin with no fin getting along with another goddamn dolphin when they can go to up 2-hour drive up to San Diego and visit SeaWorld, or go to LA over here and visit the wildlife animal, or even Orange County that has one over there and go visit the dolphins there. Matter of fact, here in Long Beach, you can swim with the fucking dolphins for $15, which is the same price almost for this fucking movie. The only difference is this shit wasn't in 3D. Thank God, because there was no fucking reason for this shit to be in 3D. Everybody in here, acting wise, fucking cheesy and corny as hell. And honestly, Morgan Freeman, you need to fucking stop. His brother literally comes in here with the worst lines in the whole goddamn movie, damn near. He comes in here as Dr. Cameron McCarthy, who pretty much playing Lucius Fox from Batman, because he comes in here, he makes the damn dolphin fin, and then he makes her a new one, and then he describes it. But He's also got lines, because, you know, obviously Ashley Judd's in this movie, so, you know, obviously he's got to be fucking cheesing and grinning with her ass. What was that one line? Oh, yeah. My God. He started crying. My God, I pulled anchovies off of my pizza that was bigger than that dolphin. I just like, oh, my God, man. Morgan Freeman, I respected you at one point. Even Samuel Jackson wouldn't look stooped to this fucking level of movies. Man, Morgan, are you that fucking desperate? I mean, when he gets in, it's almost like people don't know who he is, though. That's the thing. He comes in here and they're like, get your hands off me. I'm not paying for a ticket. It's like, don't y'all know that this is the man that fucking created that stupid-ass fin so this dolphin could swim? I don't get that. Now, my biggest complaint I have of the movie, and this one baffled me through the whole movie, they're at a rescue aquarium, if you will. It's a rescue, but it seems like the only animal I saw there was this goddamn dolphin. So, but apparently this dolphin is inspirational. In the whole movie, this must be the most boring fucking town I've ever fucking seen, because the people of this town dedicate themselves to this dolphin and this fucking rescue aquarium. People come out in droves to see this dolphin with no fin. I'm just like, my God, is there not a movie theater or a bar or nothing like that in this whole city? Because I know damn well you guys are not spending your time going to this place every fucking day. The news media is even out talking about this. They're constantly wondering, is this dolphin going to get along with Winter, the crippled dolphin, the little crippled dolphin that could or whatever? And I'm just like, clearly there has to be something else going on better than this shit. Please, tell me that there's something better going on than this. I could not wrap my head around what was so goddamn important about this dolphin and this aquarium place, other than this town or whatever. I'm like, there has to be a murder that's going on or something that could be covered, other than realizing the news media standing outside waiting for the doors open to find out if this dolphin is getting along with another dolphin. I was like, what movie world is this? What logic is this? This doesn't even make any goddamn sense. It never makes any sense, but still, this didn't make any damn sense. I was scratching my head the whole movie just going, where's that 72% supposed to kick in for me? Because this isn't happening. Morgan Freeman, what was another line he had? It doesn't want to eat? Feed it bacon then. I was like, ah! Morgan Freeman, he literally broke my heart. And I think that's what sucked the soul out of this movie for me, is just watching him on screen do nothing. Nothing. He did more in Las Vegas than he did in this film. But the biggest gripe of this movie is supposed to be a fucking comedy. And literally, the funniest fucking thing, they actually got the nerd put on this genre, drama. There ain't no fucking drama in this movie. The problem with this movie is they try to set up all this tension and conflict, and yet there's not a goddamn single tension or conflict in this whole fucking movie. Like, their biggest problem is this dolphin gonna get along with another dolphin? Another biggest problem is, does this kid say yes or no to one of the biggest opportunities for a studying marine biologist like himself? because a goddamn dolphin is sick. Is he fucking crazy? I seriously don't get anything that happened in this fucking movie. And not to mention the acting of it was just too goddamn cheesy for me to even go along with this. I mean it proved to be remarkably joyless, to be honest. And the corniness of it just sucked it even out of more. I mean, I've never seen this first film. I've seen parts of it, snippets of it. But to me, this looked like the same goddamn film. To make a lousy pun here, this movie didn't have a backbone in it, just like that goddamn dolphin. And, this is getting a high C because, my God, you just gotta see it. Now, you know what, I wanna go ahead and say, I'm not crippled. I don't even know if they like to be called that, whatever, to be honest. Whatever the medical term is for it. I'm not missing a limb or anything like that. Maybe this is inspirational to some of these kids and stuff like that. But number one, they didn't show you any mentally challenged kids in this film. There was one man that had, that was a veteran, had wooden legs. Other than that, that's about it. So they keep talking about how this fish is an inspiration to these children, but yet they never show that aspect of the film, and I thought they dropped the ball on that because I wanted to know why this was so inspirational. I don't get why this fish would be inspirational. Like, why would a kid find this fucking inspirational that a dolphin that has no tail and has an attachable tail to him? It's like, if anything, that kid should be more impressed with himself that he or she survived whatever the incident was where they lost limbs, an arm, a leg, or whatever, and that they have wooden legs, and they're still getting around and still being a kid playing and laughing and stuff like that. That's more of a fucking inspiration than this goddamn dolphin swimming with a prosthetic tail. So that's just me. I thought the movie just kind of lacked in that interest of showing me why this was so inspirational to these people. And every time that these, when this old man showed up with no legs or whatever, and he just looked at it and just said, "Wow, that's great." And I'm just like, I don't get what's so goddamn great about it, to be honest, but that's just me. Did I say high C it? I mean a mighty old fuck it for that matter, because not only was this boring, it wasted my time. I could have just went home and had some nice carne asada tacos, but instead I had to see a late night viewing of this, which obviously was a piece of shit, but whatever. I'm giving it a mighty old fuck it. Yeah, fuck this movie. Fuck you, Harry Connick Jr. And fuck you, Ashley Judd. And fuck you, Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman, she does not want to fuck you, okay? Goddamn, shit. Stop appearing with this bitch in movies because it's not working for your career. Please fucking stop.
Now all we can do is hope.
That's her name.
Hello, Hope.
Is she Winter.
You can't just throw two dolphins in the water together.
They don't like each other. We'll lose Winter. What am I supposed to do?
It's a big girl, Sawyer. You have to shake it up now and then.
I know Winter. If we don't give her this chance, what do we do? I don't want to look back on this knowing we didn't even try.
Sawyer's right.
My sentiments exactly.
We don't know for sure if dolphins feel friendship. It feels like they do. That's not a bad thing.
Is everybody set? Okay. Send hope.